That's where you define yourself. We call it money down here. It's, you know, offensively, it's where you decide to stay on the field, or defense, where you decide to get off it. So they've been efficient. It's probably a major factor in why they've climbed to where they are today, and the kids understand it. But a lot of that gets down to, you know, as a coach, you got a plan and you got an idea of what you're going to do, but the players have to execute it. So give a lot of credit to Will and his staff on what they've been able to instill in their kids.
Sick and he's spitting fire and Mike got him out the dryer. He's hot, found him in Fort Minor with top, but a f***ing nihilist porcupine. He's a.
Can you smell what the zone is cooking? It's time for the Jim's Razorback Pizza Report.
Okay, welcome back. Sorry, I had a clip from like 8 weeks ago. My bad. My fault.
No.
Justin Ankry, the Pigskin Preacher. Bill Vickery joining us.
You were showing how the coach was forward-thinking even 8 weeks ago. Well, that's what you were doing.
He was talking about third down, so that clip actually was pertinent to our discussion today. And that was one of the things. We all have this concept that what is Florida? Great defensive team, very marginal offensive team. But when you look through some of the numbers, that's not necessarily 100% accurate, because guess what? Their quarterback is maybe not sexy, but he's efficient. I'm talking about Murphy.
Right.
And Driscoll certainly was not sexy, but also fairly efficient, 68%. And Murphy's over 70% as far as the third downs go that he was alluding to. Number one in third down defense, that's Florida. That's why I'm especially concerned this week, because third down is a much more key step than time of possession. Third down offense, 15th in the country is Florida. So they are creating some very manageable third down plays, I can assume.
Yeah. The old key to a good third down conversion rate is a good second down. Is a good first. I mean, yeah, that's a matriculate the ball down the field.
Let's bring in Robbie Neiswanger from, thank you, Coach Lombardi. Robbie Neiswanger.
Scram.
Oh, sorry.
What are you doing, toss power sweep?
What's up, Robbie?
What's going on, guys? How's everything today?
It's been an interesting day. My head almost exploded last night, and then I got talking about it again today, and it almost exploded again. So everything's cool now. We're going to focus on Arkansas and Florida, which, again, though, the correlation is we were looking back at the 09 game when Arkansas got totally screwed, and that was the last trip to the swamp, I guess, right? Because Arkansas said, we're never coming back here again, you losers.
Yeah, that's it. We refuse to go back there. That's what it is, yeah.
That is a game that Arkansas fans, it still sticks in their craw. And look, that's a place that people get screwed all the time. There were a couple of very questionable calls last year when the University of what is now called the University of Louisiana traveled down there, had them on the ropes, and they couldn't pull it out either. There's something going on down there, and it ain't just the scary environment.
It's the swamp, man. It's everything. You know, it's all rolled into one. It's a difficult place for teams to win when Florida's playing well, at least. When they're not playing well, that's another thing. But yeah, I mean, it kind of is interesting. We all know the 2009 game. Excellent work, I think, by Tom Murphy today. I know he's a competitor, but you know, I thought he did a great job of reaching out and talking to some of the guys from that 09 team, and you know, you can still see that they really felt they were screwed too, still to this day. And, you know, it's something that they haven't really gotten over. So I'll remember that day vividly. It was unbelievable game.
I don't know if I can trust Tom Murphy to cover that. Is he related to the quarterback at Florida?
I'm not going to get into all that, considering I'm a Florida grad this week. So
everything,
I'm getting a lot of that.
Okay,
so.
Everybody's working against us. I see how it is.
I didn't. Robbie is a Florida grad.
Yes, nobody's perfect. Bill,
how many pairs of shorts? Come on.
Actually, none.
I would like to point out that Robbie never once wore a Florida Gators hat, though, to a Bobby Petrino press conference. I'll give him that.
No, because any allegiances are out the window when you go to journalism school.
Right.
That's what it is, and that's what it's been. So. It's funny, I do get that question this week. You know, people are like, you know, well, who are you rooting for Saturday? And my answer is a fast game. I want it to be a quick game. I can get my story filed by deadline. I can go home. That's all that I care about.
I think you'll get your wish, without a doubt. So Arkansas, obviously, if they're going to make this game interesting and also make it quick for your purposes, they will have to run the ball effectively. What is the what's the plan this week? Have you been able to glean any ideas on what they think they might be able to do offensively against this Florida defense, which I would make a pretty compelling argument that it is the best defense in the country?
Well, I think, you know, I heard you guys talking about third downs, and I think the reason that Florida's been so successful in third downs is there's probably been a lot of third and long situations. And And so, you know, as you were saying earlier, the key is, to me, is going to be, you know, what Arkansas does on first down, really. You know, if you can get some positive momentum going, and if you look back at some of Arkansas's drives this year, that's when they've been really successful, when they've had positive things happen on first down, because this is not a team that wants to be in third and long situations. We know that. They don't thrive in third and long situations. They'd rather be in third and three or third and two. So you've got to have success earlier in downs, and that's how you're going to be able to move the ball against Florida. You can't get, you know, a one-yard loss on first down, you know, gain two on second down, all of a sudden it's, what, third and nine. That's not going to work. So they need to be able to run the ball. They got to be able to mix it up, and they got to be able to throw the ball some success on first down as well to kind of keep Florida off balance. So to me, that's one of the keys. That's one of the things that I'm looking at as I'm getting stuff ready, you know, as far as, you know, my copy and everything for this weekend's game. What can they do on first down? That's going to dictate what happens on third down, I think.
Robbie Neiswanger of the Arkansas News Bureau joining us on the Stickies Rock and Roll Chicken Shack Hotline. You know, it's interesting. We talked to the voice of the Florida Gators earlier this week, and he made an interesting point. He said the fans down there would honestly, this is crazy, and I heard Basil talk about this on the show with No Name this morning, they would rather lose a 45-42 game than win these, you know, 13-10 games that they're going to be stuck in the next few years. It's amazing to me. I would be fine with them losing a 13-10 game this week.
Yeah, well, my parents are probably in that group of Florida fans who want to see pretty football. I don't think they like grinded out football. But you know what? That's what Steve Spurrier really, you know, did for Florida fans. You know, I think there's this expectation down there because of what happened when he had everything going down there. I mean, it was unbelievable and it was amazing. So yeah, some of this grinded out football is not attractive to a lot of Florida fans nowadays, but. You know, and I think in a sense, you know, there might be some Arkansas fans in the same boat, not so sure if they are embracing this grinded-out mentality that Arkansas is trying to instill. But like you said, the fact of the matter is, if it's going to win football games and you're going to win at a high level, that's the most important thing. And Arkansas would love to be able to get down there and to match Florida play for play with its grinded-out mentality, make enough plays on defense, just do enough on offense to sneak out of there with a win. I mean, that would be an amazing accomplishment for Arkansas.
Do you think, going back to that Florida issue and Steve Spurrier, that they won in Florida with a swagger under Steve Spurrier.
Yep.
They played like Florida State and like Miami, and that it's kind of at least in that state because, you know, Gainesville and Tallahassee, they're going after it every year. Then you put Miami in the mix. They're the people that you work with, that you went to competing colleges, but they're in the office down the hall from you. So the alumni love to win with that same kind of swagger, and Spurrier had that. Well,
yeah.
Urban Meyer didn't necessarily have it, but Spurrier did. You know, you can't spell citrus without UT. I mean, he was rubbing it in all the time, and they kind of missed that little you win and with a little cherry on top.
Yeah, it was just kind of a perfect storm, really, because he was so far ahead of the game as far as, you know, just the offensive mentality at that time. And so the things they were doing on the field were just, you know, really cutting edge. I mean, being able to chuck the ball up and down the field. He really, I mean, it's the truth. He's the guy that came into a run and defense-dominated conference and said, we're going to throw it around and win a lot of ball games. And it worked, and it worked very, very well. So I think, you know, yeah, you're right. It's that swagger and that mentality that Florida fans really embraced. And, you know, you lost that with Spurrier. But, you know, I think most programs, you know, don't have that guy still. You know, he's a unique guy is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, it's hard to find somebody else that's like that. And clearly what Florida's done with Will Muschamp is to decide and understand, you know, kind of like what Arkansas has done. They want to try to follow the Alabama and LSU model right now. They want to run the football. They want to be dominant on defense, and they want that to be the way that they win their games. And, you know, it's not pretty, as we know, but Alabama doesn't care if it's pretty or not because it's winning national titles.
Robbie, it's interesting because we're talking about Florida, you know, and obviously what they want to see as Florida fans. But one thing they do have with Florida State and Miami is they're in a target-rich environment, something Arkansas doesn't get a chance to showcase its program in very often. And that has been a real focus this week. Number one in the game notes that I had sent to me by the university.
Yeah.
Arkansas
yeah.
features five student-athletes, Alex Collins, and he goes through the list. And, oh, by the way, Coach Bielema's wife, Jen, is from Tampa. And I'm like, I've never seen that in a game notes before, but they are really playing up any and all connections. Coach Partridge was talking about being excited about being able to play in front of recruits in Florida this week. they are squarely focused not only on trying to beat the Gators, but I think in some ways almost as important for them is having an opportunity to play in front of Florida recruits.
Yeah, I'm disappointed I wasn't mentioned in the game notes, you know, as being a Florida native. But
it was in the fine print.
But, yeah, you know, I'm with you. That's the first thing I noticed, and my eyes really went to that. It was like, well, they're really trying to make a statement as far as Florida and the fact that, you know, there are a lot of Floridians. Well, there are a handful of Floridians on the roster now. And, I mean, there's no doubt that when you have Randy Shannon, you have Charlie Partridge on your staff, there's going to be some heavy emphasis on South Florida recruiting, and that's been the case, you know, pulling four guys in this class alone. And we've seen the type of talent they have when we're talking about Collins and Denver Kirkland. I mean, these two guys are basically starters now. You know, I guess Collins isn't a starter, but he's getting the ball a whole lot, and Kirkland's, you know, starting up front now. So Florida is going to be big for this program. It's not going to change the emphasis on Texas. I mean, this program needs Texas. They've got to recruit Texas hard. There's no doubt, but they really feel like they can dip down into Florida and use their connections, really, which, you know, Bielma's had connections in Florida for 20 years now, dating back to when he was an assistant. So they feel like these connections are going to help them get convinced guys that, you know, you can leave South Florida and come to Arkansas and be successful. It's a model that worked very well at Wisconsin. I know Partridge, you know, had a pipeline going when he was at Pittsburgh as an assistant, and then we all know Randy Shannon's well respected down there. So I would not be shocked at all to see, you know, many more Floridians coming up here to Arkansas.
Well, it's going to be an interesting game this week. It's certainly a game I think a lot of things would have to go right. Arkansas would have to have zero turnovers versus the two they had against A&M. More importantly, they're going to have to force some, which they weren't able to do on a rainy night in Fayetteville last week against a team that throws it around a lot and has running backs that push for that extra yardage that sometimes leads to fumbles. So hopefully, you know, they can force some. Other big news today is that Jeff Long is going to be part of the selection committee to determine which teams will be in the playoff. That was announced this morning. Barry Alvarez, and I pray that they sit next to each other at the table because that'll be so much fun. He's also in the mix. Pat Hayden, Oliver Luck, Radakovich from Clemson, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. But anyway, good group of folks. And Jeff Long, I mean, hey, that's I don't know if that's any sort of advantage, but it's certainly very prestigious to have Jeff Long in there. Arkansas is going to have to do a lot of work to get in the conversation.
Yeah.
But still, it's nice to have a, you know, representation. That's pretty. That's a pretty elite group right there for Jeff Long to be part of.
There's no doubt, and at the very least, you know, just for Jeff Long personally, I mean, what a compliment, you know, for basically the conference commissioners to want to put basically what they're trying to do is they're trying to put one, you know, sitting AD per conference there in that selection committee, or at least the power conferences in that selection committee, and for, you know, them to decide that Jeff Long would be the best representative for the SEC. I mean, that's quite a compliment, and you know, certainly it could help, you know, as far as Arkansas, at least raising the notoriety on Arkansas, you know, helping to get this program more attention. You know, the fact that he's there, that certainly helps. Now, will Arkansas be there in 2014? We'll see. I don't know if they'll be in the discussion, but, you know, if they are in the discussion, it's interesting. Does Jeff Long and would Long and Alvarez have to leave the room? I don't know. They would have to, right?
Yeah, I suppose it'd be interesting. Though they're like sitting around, going, let's see, who can we put on here? His team is, you know, he's a good AD, but his team, I ain't going to be there.